Good morning, Nick.
We talk about helping people manage their finances on this segment. It's a big part of the segment.
Sure.
It's a huge part of the segment. Managing your finances, which is, is what you help people do. What do you think are some of the reasons that people might avoid attacking the task of managing their finances? Is it just too scary for some people?
You can see me laughing. How long do we have?
I can, actually.
How long do we have?
Some people, they do. They just avoid it. They don't want to look at it. I don't know if they're afraid or...
Well, I don't even know if we analyze why we avoid it, but procrastination is like the biggest thing that we all do. And Everybody does it. I can tell you, as much as I deal with finances, when it comes to my own, I will find anything else I can do first. I'll get to it, right? And I'll get to it soon because I feel that sense that I have to. But if I were not in finance, that stuff could get buried for years.
Mm-hmm.
So what really does that? Well, I don't really know the answer, but I'll tell you one thing, that conquering your finances or having a sense of resistance to conquering your finances is about conquering some sort of fear, right? Whatever it might be, it might not be complete trepidation. It might just be a little, I really hate math. It might be something like that.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do about it? Well, here's the first thing you need to understand. You don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. And that is probably driving your uncomfortable feelings, right? So you're going to have to go and talk to somebody else who you think knows more than you. You don't necessarily have a way to sort out if they know more than you. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be in a position where you have at least told yourself you're going to make some decisions. That's not a very comfortable way to go about it.
No, it's not.
Right? You don't want to go buy a car if you've never driven and you don't know anything about cars. Right? Okay.
Right.
So what do you do instead? Well, first of all, realize that when you're trying to learn something new, a lot of times people think they have to know everything. They have to study up on it so that they can go and do battle with the advisor, right? It's not the case. What you need to learn is a people skill for yourself about how to protect yourself. So when you're trying to learn something new and somebody is babbling jargon at you and making it very complex, you should realize that complexity, when you're learning, is a limitation, not a strength, right? If somebody is explaining things to you in a very technical way and you don't understand it, guess what happens? You end up feeling less capable to make your own decisions. And I promise you that you are the one who is most capable of watching out for yourself, right? Now, you might not know what to do financially, but you certainly probably have experience. Certainly probably, you like that one?
Yeah. Certainly probably.
You certainly have experience at learning how, some street smarts, at learning how to figure out whether somebody's telling you the truth or not, or whether what they're saying is logical.
Mm-hmm.
So when an advisor is in front of you and they are spewing financial jargon at you, I want you to ask them to explain it to you in a way, explain every term, explain every idea in a way that's conceptual so that you can understand it, so that it relates to your life.
Right.
I'll give you an example. In our office, we're often talking about DTI, debt to income ratio. It doesn't help somebody if I say, well, your DTI, what that really means is debt to income ratio. Who cares?
Right.
What it really means is about, if we're saying a debt to income ratio at, say, 33%, that's about a third of your income before taxes. That's what that really means.
Okay.
So if somebody's just yakking at you about, inverted yield curves and the kinds of things talk about in the financial field, right? Then you should feel confident saying, could you please explain that to me another way? I don't get it. Mm-hmm. Without feeling like you're inept or, underqualified. Because any advisor worth their salt should be able to explain every term to you, every idea, in a way that you can understand it.
Yeah.
I mean, when we talk to fourth graders about getting out of debt, we do it in a way they can understand.
You do it,
on a
fourth grade level, sure.
That's right. So that's the thing to remember. So remember that you don't know what you don't know. And I would say one thing that will help you feel more confident and more in control is to ask for everything in writing.
Mm-hmm.
Or today, where you can record everything on your iPhone, ask if it's okay to record the session.
Yeah.
You have to ask.
You do
ask.
Have to ask. Yes, it's very important. Imagine you must ask before you record somebody.
Yes. And to give you an idea, we record virtually every session in our office, and we have for a very long time.
Yeah.
Because it helps to protect us, and it helps to protect the client. So if there's ever a question in the future about what was said, we not only have written notes to go back to, but we have this audio recording.
The actual audio,
And that, even though sometimes people at first I thought were going to say, no, don't record, most people welcome it. They're like, yeah, go ahead, record.
Yeah.
So it's not what it used to be. It's not so scary. And if you're in front of an advisor, ask them, is it okay to record this session so I can go back to it for my own notes and get that part on tape?
All right.
Once you ask them, click record and ask them again.
So yeah, you have to ask them a second time so you have their okay on the recording.
On tape, I'm dating myself again.
That's all right.
On tape, on digital, right? So, and if you don't know how to do it on an iPhone, I think you can use a voice memo app or there's mm-hmm. or any phone has a number of apps like that.
And there's digital recorders still out there as well that you can buy.
Yes, there are. And rechargeable batteries. I can attest to this. Yes. Yes. So really, that's about it. Instead of resisting because you don't know everything about finance, mm-hmm. you know, gird up your loins to go into battle and protect yourself, but do it from a people standpoint. Just tell me what I need to know in a way I understand it.
Right.
And if you don't understand it, ask again or don't make the decision. Walk away and get another advisor.
All right. Dr. Francis Ram, the Money Doctor of Power Down Debt and HugYourStudentDebt.org, joins us every week here on the show. People have questions about this segment or any other or any of your services, they can give you a call.
Sure. 413-774-5555 or 773-3333.
And your website, PowerDownDebt.com
and HugYourStudentDebt.org.
All right. We'll talk next week.
Thank you.